Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll talk about some important election information for the upcoming 2022 primary election and give an update on what the fire outlook for the summer is going to look like. We'll also cover this week's county council meeting, which included a discussion on the Pinebrook Townhomes Project and the approval of the Restaurant Tax Committee's 2022 grant recommendations. All right, Lindsay, let's get into the news.
First up, we want to take a moment to talk about the upcoming primary election, which is happening in just 2.5 weeks on June 28th.
Ballots were mailed out to Summit County voters earlier this week on June 7th, and they should be arriving in mailboxes this weekend or early next week, which is the week of June 13th.
As a reminder, there will be a Republican primary for one of the U.S. Senate seats, U.S. House Districts 1 and 3, and State House District 4. There will also be a nonpartisan primary for the South Summit School Board seat number 5 and Park City School Board seat number 4.
Check back next week for a rundown on deadlines for returning your completed ballots in the mail or via Dropbox, as well as in-person voting location and hours.
In the meantime, you can find a complete guide to the 2022 primary election at bit.ly/scprimary22.
All right, moving on to some fire-related news. Summit County's fire warden, Bryce Boyer, and emergency manager, Catherine McMullen, were in front of the council this week to talk about the fire outlook through August 2022 for Summit County. Here's what they shared.
We had a wetter spring, which has led to more fine fuels, like grasses, for example, than we saw last year. The increase in fine fuels creates a much higher chance for a fire to start and travel.
In addition, despite this wetter spring, temperatures are expected to move above normal, the rain is expected to drop off to below normal levels, and winds are expected to be increasing in the coming summer months. This combination will quickly dry out and cure the fuels, and may lead to a higher than normal fire danger and growth as we move into late June and July.
Bryce also mentioned that he will be monitoring whether or not the monsoon season comes in dry or wet. Because there is normally a fair amount of lightning associated with monsoon season, if it comes in dry, that would heighten the likelihood of a fire to start and increase the fire spread potential.
Finally, you may notice reservoirs are full right now, but as the temperature does continue to rise, their levels will drop pretty quickly. A reminder that we are still in a drought and the demand for water downstream lowers the reservoirs in this higher area.
With this fire outlook, elected officials are continuously watching fire conditions and monitoring where they are headed so they can best be prepared for what fire restrictions are appropriate to put in place and when it is appropriate to put them in place.
You can sign up to receive alerts about when fire restrictions are put in place here in the county at summitcounty.org/notify-me. All you have to do is scroll to Alert Center and select Fire Restrictions to receive email or text alerts. UtahFireInfo.gov is also a really good statewide resource.
Up next, the council also received a briefing from staff and the applicant on a rezone and conditional use permit proposal for a Pinebrook Townhomes project, a 22-unit affordable housing project on Pinebrook Road.
This was not scheduled for a public hearing yet, so council did not make any formal decision on the proposal. The council discussed their initial impressions of the project to give the applicant and staff direction as to next steps. Ultimately, some council members expressed a desire to finalize the moderate income housing plan, due at the beginning of October as required by House Bill 462, before making any decisions on affordable housing projects moving forward.
The individual council members did provide feedback to the applicant on what could make this project more applicable to the provisions for zoning changes in the general plan. The council also noted the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission's negative recommendation on the proposal.
The developer does reserve the right to get on council's agenda in the future to hold a public hearing, but can also modify the project before it's brought back for feedback. Before the council makes any decision on this rezone request, there will be a public hearing scheduled, so stay tuned for more information.
And finally, the Restaurant Tax Advisory Committee presented their 2022 grant recommendations to the council at this week's meeting.
For some context, there was $4 million in grant requests from 40 applicants, and just short of $3 million was available to award. The committee came to their recommendations after a process that involved 6 meetings and interviews with each of the 40 applicants.
Council approved the committee's recommendations. To view a full list of funding allocations, visit summitcounty.org and find the news spotlight right there on the homepage.
And a quick congratulations to all of the 2022 grant recipients. And that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.